Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano Show, big issues, big guests, and tomorrow night, big events. You know what happened in Delaware County. It was a massacre. There's no doubt in the most recent election, okay, that we saw a big surge out there. And now the response comes. Is Delaware County suddenly not purple, but deep blue? That's how it's being built. Well, tomorrow night will be an example of a pushback against that out there in Newtown Square. Now, one of these meetups was done with Rich Pruitt, our special guest routinely, in August, I guess it was, over in Feasterville. Place was packed. Excitement for 2020 is bigger than 2016. Joining us is one of the speakers there tomorrow night, though. And again, it's rallypa.org.
RallyPA.org.
Rally, I had it right.
You'll get it right.
RallyPA.org. That's where you go for all the information on this. Jeff Webb joins us, though. He's one of the speakers tomorrow night, principal speakers on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jeff, welcome in.
Hey, great to be with you.
Well, Jeff, you are an entrepreneur and founder, I guess, of the New American Populist. So what do you mean by that populist? Because everybody in the world, including a column in the Wall Street Journal today, Trump wins the populist patriots. And they talk about from the left and the right, the economic interests from the right, Trump has had to push back against for the American worker. And of course, from the left, the cultural beliefs had to be pushed back. So what do you mean? What's your movement about?
Well, so our movement is, our mission is to help revitalize America's middle class. And it really is conservative, more nationalist sort of populism as opposed to the to what we're hearing from Bernie Sanders and so on. So, you know, we support, I mean, when you look at President Trump, he's the first president in 30 years to really take up, you know, the cause of the middle class. And the things that that he's really focused on, you know, taking on China, you know, trying to get back jobs that we've lost, you know, over all these years, a tax relief for the middle class. I mean, a number of different things, all the things that he's doing really to help promote the middle class. And, you know, one of the things we've got going against that is you've got these Democrats, frankly, in 31 of the districts that President Trump won in 2016, the Democrats flipped in 2018. And what's happened now is, of course, we've lost the control of the House. And what these Democrats are doing is, rather than really keeping their word and helping the middle class, they're out there focused on this bogus impeachment process. So what we're trying to do is, as part of our ground game, is let people really know what's going on and how it's hurting the country and hurting the middle class, so that when 2020 comes along, you know, things are going to switch.
Yes, absolutely. So these 31 congressional districts, though, that's what you're focused on. Let's talk about impeachment in this, because I'm of the view that Democrats have to do this now with their base, and that the vote could be very close. So they can't have all 31 vote against it. What's your thought of where this is?
Well, you know, I think the smart money is still that they are going to go ahead with the impeachment. I do think it's going to be close. It's not a done deal. Every day it seems to be getting tighter and tighter. Mm-hmm. And you're right. I mean, Nancy Pelosi is really in a box, right? Because they've got this impeachment process going. She did that for the kind of leftist base, if you will. And now you've got these 31 districts that are purple. Or certainly were red when President Trump won. And if those people vote for impeachment, if they're identified with that, they're going to be in trouble. And if they don't go through with it, then Pelosi's going to be in trouble from the left. So it's going to be very interesting to see how it plays out.
Yes, absolutely. So what are you going to be talking about tomorrow night, Jeff? What's your message? You're aware now of Delaware County. I'm not sure if you are, not from the area. This went back to the Civil War of Republicans. The mechanism is a county government type of thing. I guess there's five people on it. They've run that since the Civil War. And this time around, they're no longer in charge of that overwhelmingly. And they lost the DA's race. George Soros poured in $100,000.
Yep.
So this is a place historically, up until recent times, that was as conservative or Republican, at least, as Philadelphia has been Democrat. And now it's in the hands of Democrats. Where will be?
It's really unbelievable. And again, it's there's no doubt that the Democrats, I mean, look, the Democrats are better than we are, frankly, in playing offense. They always have been. But and they've always been very comfortable with rallies and protests and a ground game. And for us to be successful, we've got to play by the new rules. And I think, things like this rally that's coming up tomorrow night, I think those are the exact kinds of things that we need to be doing. It's going to take digital advertising. It's going to take great candidates, but it's also going to take a great ground game. And so, look, I think it's all we can do. We've got to win it back. We don't have any choice, right?
Oh, absolutely. No, this is critical because if the president loses Philadelphia and the four counties around here overwhelmingly, you can't do this and have on rose-colored glasses. He will not win Pennsylvania. But if he cuts into the margin of these collar counties, then he will win Pennsylvania. It's pretty simple to me.
Right. And I heard you talking a little bit earlier about the enthusiasm you're seeing out there, and I agree with that. It's hard to put a number on that and to really, analytically determine what the impact is going to be. But like you, I've been out there. We've been in 12 different districts now. With these types of helping local groups with these types of activities and helping them get organized and be as effective as possible. And the kind of the building of enthusiasm is pretty amazing, I think. So I think that's the one kind of wild card that people aren't counting, but we can't take any chances. I mean, we have got to do everything we can. It's an effort to first try to avoid impeachment, and secondly, get these districts back.
Absolutely.
We're going to be looking at Nancy Pelosi for four more years.
Absolutely. Jeff, it'll be a pleasure to meet you tomorrow night. Thanks for coming to this area.
Looking forward to it. Can't wait.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.